the number to call, 1-800-893-9562. This is the call sheet.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Of course, this is not Keith Coogan. This is still John Donahue.
What?
Sorry, and hi, Mom. Where is Keith this week? Keith is in Antarctica. He wants to break the world record for swimming across the Atlantic in nothing but his tidy whities from his film Toy Soldier. So good luck, Keith.
Yeah, good luck.
Suit on eBay.
Good luck.
He's going to be very aerodynamic.
Funny enough, I'm going to introduce the panel here. Robert Armour from Hull.
Thank you.
He's wearing the tidy whities right now and nothing else.
And just that, I'm aerodynamic.
Your arrow's something.
Yep.
All right. Peter Miller is with us.
Always good to be loved.
How you doing,
buddy? Good to be loved. Hey, I'm great, John. You know, I'm so happy to be back here on the show.
Are you?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, people, you should hear us fight before the show.
Jesus Christ.
There is bloodshed. Actually,
it's called pure love.
We'll talk about bloodshed in a minute. Actually, we're going to talk about it right now. Allison was opening up a bottle of wine, and she had my corkscrew. And, of course, I was blamed when the corkscrew attacked her a la Maximum Overdrive and cut her hand. Are you okay, Allison?
True. Yeah, I'll live.
Thank God that homeless lady used to be a medic back in 1972.
Thank God
for
her.
So when she licked your wound, that was a little awkward.
Felt good, though.
That was weird. Mindy in the booth is with us tonight.
Yeah. Always.
Oh, always, yeah.
Keeping it real.
I won't be here next week, though, guys.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Wow.
Mindy, what are you doing next week?
It's the first Saturday. I'm playing a show out in the middle of the desert.
Is anyone going to be there? Or is it just you with a drum set?
No, it's some art community.
Wait, where
thing.
Are you playing in the desert?
It's East Jesus, which is past Salton Sea, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Like around Slab City or...
Slab City.
If you guys know these places.
No,
I don't.
But
Jesus
I will find it.
East Jesus, though.
Yeah, it's like some art festival thing.
Wow.
Oh, we don't know anything about art.
Nope.
Oh.
But enjoy.
Oh, speak for yourselves.
Have a good time.
Oh, I will. I'll be drumming and thinking of you.
Bring us back a souvenir.
Sweet of you.
That's what I always wanted.
We have a guest in the studio. He's kind of like, he's going to be part of the gang tonight.
It's our new thing.
It's me.
I wasn't there yet. He's a very cool guy. I've known him since I was a kid. We were best buddies, and now we are life partners.
Okay.
Oh, I'm kidding.
Here it is, folks.
But he is a good friend. Ladies and gentlemen, he knows everything about cartoons and movies. His mind is an encyclopedia of film. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Casella.
Yeah.
Hey. Welcome to the big show.
But I don't hear myself.
Okay.
So is Peter's
did you really
job?
Not hear anything?
Yeah,
hey,
I can hear you.
Dude. Pull the microphone a little closer to your lips.
That's not
about like that. Okay,
how
now I can hear everything.
Like that?
Okay,
yeah.
That mic actually moves forward here.
I see.
Oh, be careful.
Thanks.
Oh,
just talk direct and
right
close.
Into it. Now it makes sense. Thanks.
Oh. Thanks. Real quick, I do have some notes here. The theme music for the call sheet is done by none other than Jeff Fiorentino at jfrocks.com. Follow him on Twitter at jfrox.
Wait a minute.
Rocks. I always say JF Big R Ox. So, but it's JF Rocks.
Only like, in your
with
mind.
An X,
you
with right?
a, no.
Oh,
R-O-C-K, yes. So Allison is tweeting to you right now. Jeff, thank you. And actually, our show is sponsored tonight.
What?
We have a freaking sponsor.
We are big time.
Actually paid for us to be here, and we appreciate him. Steve Czarnecki over there at beyondthemarquee.com.
Yes.
Now, that is spelled Marquee. For those of you who don't have the Hooked on Phonics in front of you, Beyond the Marquee, they did put us on the air tonight. So please support them by logging on to their site at www.beyondthemarquee.com and follow them on Twitter at Beyond Marquee. They couldn't fit the in there. It's a Twitter thing. And like them on Facebook. It's a great site for reviews, interviews. We'll get onto that later. But we also have a big announcement at the end of the show. At least it's big to us. Are you guys curious?
Yes. I'm pregnant.
I can't wait.
Really? Spoiler alert.
I'm scared.
All right. Dave, are you scared? Do you even give a shit?
No, I just said I can't wait.
Your enthusiasm.
All right. Beyond the Marquee, speaking of them, they cover everything. I'm a part of that show, too, that website. There's a series called Beyond the Marquee on the site. And we went to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences 2 nights ago for the Roger Rabbit 25th anniversary. 25 freaking years.
That's crazy.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
That, see, Dave is an encyclopedia
No.
Of movies.
I just know some
he
movies.
He just knows what the title is.
Yes. No, I know some of my movies, but I'm just saying the whole title.
Okay, the Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
There you go.
End quote.
Who censored Roger Rabbit was
the
book.
That's what I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, you know it.
Roger Rabbit. Peter's a big cartoon fan, too.
Garrett
Peter
Wolf.
Loves animation.
I'm a huge animation nut.
Are you really?
Oh, beyond belief.
Yeah. What's your favorite animated movie, Peter?
Movie?
Or short, or commercial, or storybook.
Well, I'm obsessed with the early Disney animation, like Two Whistle Plunk, and you know the Dover Boys,
no
Pigs as Pigs.
The Dover
Look
Boys.
Look them up, folks.
You know them,
up.
Dave. Now, Dave,
and then Tex Avery, of course, who's the genius of the shorts.
No, was that John Ritter's father, Tex Avery?
I don't.
But that was John Ritter.
Tex Ritter.
With that.
Listen, this.
Usually people take their names.
The rum Dave spiked my Coke with is kicking in.
Pirates drink rum.
Thank you, Dave. Dave is also
so
the master
true.
Of random quotes.
That is so true.
Dave, what's your favorite animated movie?
Oh, well, I don't know. And like him, I got a whole bunch.
What's your favorite one? All-time favorite.
So you're putting him on the spot.
Right. Not really.
No, there's actually I have a three-way tie. We have Akira.
Uh-huh.
The Care Bears movie.
Oh, yeah, I like how you brushed past that.
No, and the Care Bears, you know, the sequel is actually an awesome sequel, even though there's one musical number they could cut, but for the most part, it's amazing.
What's the name of it? It's called
The Care Bears movie to The Next Generation.
The Carole King one is the first one, right?
Right.
The theme song, yeah.
But the second one, they have like bad animals as like Darkheart. He's got
Darkheart.
Like,
that was the name I was just trying to fish out of my head.
Darkheart
Radio Gold
turns into I know whoever's
two grown gentlemen talking about the Care Bears movie in full detail.
But so I like certain Disney, like Peter Pan and Pinocchio. You know, so of course.
But the Care Bears.
Care Bears are great.
It's big.
That's up there.
Now, what got you started on Care Bears? Now, you had watched the show before the movies.
Negative.
There was a show. Was there candy before that?
It started with greeting cards.
Started American Greetings Company.
Yeah. It was just a greeting card, and then someone said, hey, let's make these. But check this out. Now they made them CGI and all, but
there's a new Care Bears coming out that's CGI, and Peter already has an advance ticket.
Really?
Man, and they kick ass, these Care Bears, too.
But not the third movie. That one was
shite.
Ooh, yeah.
Care Bears
Wonderland.
Can swear on this show. Go ahead.
But I don't swear.
Dave does not swear. On my birthday every year, I give Dave, as my birthday gift, I give him a quote from any movie I want, and he'll say it. Last year, I think I gave him a quote from Ted, and it was something about effing. I'm not going to swear right now because, again...
You gave him more than one, I feel
like.
I actually had some set
you
up
had some
for you.
Oh, wow.
You're not allowed to pick my R-rated quotes.
Wait, but which birthday? The March birthday or the December birthday?
Our show's only an hour for you to explain why you think I have two birthdays.
John does.
I wasn't invited to either.
Robert, you were probably doing looping on holes or something.
still doing looping.
11 years later, I'm still
for the TV
at Disney Studios going, Stanley Yelnats?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, I don't know who Stanley Yelnats is. Is that your character? Derek Dominic?
That's his line.
That was,
I don't know.
Stanley Yelnats.
Dave Casella, Mike Aiello from Orlando, Florida, just texted me and said, holy shit. Dave! Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Exclamation point!
Wow!
He's the guy that went to Nevada, the Las Vegas in Nevada, right?
Wait. There's only Las Vegas. There's only one
on
Las
radio.
Vegas in Nevada.
There's
I'm
one
pretty
in,
sure.
There's one in Tennessee.
There's a Las Vegas, Tennessee.
There's Las Vegas.
But I think I would say more often than not, when you say Las Vegas, people are going to
think of the. Well, I don't know. I thought
it's possible
for sure
this was Las Vegas.
All
Tennessee,
right, so yeah,
like
he's
Paris,
the one that
Texas.
Went to Las Vegas, Nevada. That's nice of him.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
What is that? Dave, is that your phone?
Somehow, I set all my alarms off.
Dave,
I don't understand.
Dave is a special kind of person where he has an alarm for every type of thing he wants to remember, and he'll let us
anniversary.
Know. We'll be watching a movie, and his crickets will go off on his phone, or a bell, or a ding. You feel like you're in the set of Rocky, and you say, Dave, we're watching a movie. What is that? Hey, 30 years ago today, the Smurfs introduced, you know, Smurfberry
soup. No, that was 28
soup.
Years ago.
There you go. I'm just
that
saying.
That is amazing.
My favorite part of that was just perfect silence right when that happened. Like, I thought we brought the little sound effect thing again.
Oh, because it was they were crickets.
Are you sure you're not a highly functioning autistic child?
No,
no.
He's artistic.
artistic.
Allison, did you have the Care Bears in England?
Yeah.
You did? Were they as popular as they were in the States?
I have no idea because I wasn't here.
Oh.
Yeah, they were big,
well, that's
I guess.
Rude. I'm just asking. You know, I'm going to, you know.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't my thing.
They were still enjoying the adventures of Tintin.
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 What was big over there? What was the equivalent?
Of the Care Bears?
Yeah, yeah.
God, I don't know.
Awesome.
Wow, good.
I don't know.
You know, how was you now?
You didn't watch cartoons.
Beautifully.
I didn't.
Did you watch cartoons?
Some.
We had
I like the banana splits.
Oh,
what's a banana split?
Wait a minute. Oh, they were these four.
Yeah,
it was one of the worst things exactly ever put on television by
Hanna-Barbera. No, the banana splits is amazing. A, the theme tune was great. And they had the little cartoons, the Shazam guy.
Yeah, they were great. And Richard Donner used to direct in the middle. They would do a thing called Danger Island.
Yeah.
So after you watched the cartoons, you saw the banana splits, and then boom, you'd come up on Danger Island, and it was these little bits, like almost cereals,
like
and
cereal,
you had to wait
yeah.
until the next week to see what happens to them. And Jan Michael Vincent or somebody was the star of it.
What? The voice?
No, it was live action.
Right.
Oh, all right.
And he was
a second
18.
There. Sorry, I directed
the show
it off.
The show itself was very hard to follow.
Really?
It was pretty complex.
But there was always a fight and a chase.
I was a big He-Man fan. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
The guy with the sword in his back?
Yeah, the guy with the sword in his back.
And the tiger that turned into Cringer into a tiger.
Oh, you seem to know who Cringer is, and you call the other guy the sword with it in his back. I think you know a little bit more about He-Man than you let on.
I'm just wanting to make sure I've got the... Because people mix up Thundar the Barbarian with He-Man all the time.
No, they do not.
No, they don't, Dave.
I know people, they don't. No. People who don't know think that.
Like most of our audience listening right now.
Maybe. They're like, what are they talking about?
I don't know.
John just wanted to get on the topic of loincloths, I think.
Only because you're wearing one next to Robert's white tighty whities. When did this become like a dress code? Just because you're on the radio, you can wear whatever you want?
Well, you know, it's Saturday night in Los Angeles.
Dave's wearing a robe.
Dave's wearing a robe and purple heart boxers. The Care Bear. Is there a Care Bear called Purple Heart?
No, it was Tender Heart.
Whatever. Now you're wearing Purple Heart.
But Grumpy Bear was purple. That helps you
just got slammed.
You talking to me?
Yes.
Sure. I wasn't even listening.
Ooh.
Hey, speaking of cartoons, and we were there at the Academy, we talked to Charles Fleischer, the voice of Roger Rabbit, and Robert Zemeckis, the man behind some great films like... Back to the Future and
Mike
Aiello just texted and Allison !!
What about me, Mike?
Say that awesome by Mike Aiello.
Hi, Mike.
You're here too. Yes, Mike, and I'm here. So feel free and text me with something like that.
Mike, Universal. Next gonna
be Mike Aiello, by the way, big shout over at Universal Studios. He does those Halloween Horror Nights, and you should go visit them because he's going to have some great mazes this year. And he's not going to have a Care Bear maze, Dave. Sorry,
it's all right.
So we were at this event. So if you go to beyondthemarquee.com, you can look up in a couple of days. It might be up by Monday. The interviews at the event. And you know who loved?
Well, hang on. No, I mean, we're jumping off so quick. I want to ask a question.
No,
about
please go ahead.
Marquee.
Oh, I mean, my God. Please. I didn't know you had the cheat sheet over there. Go ahead, Peter.
Well, it's not even a cheat sheet.
We're going to fight now, aren't we?
You're saying that you're at this event and we're not even talking about it.
Let's talk about it.
You know what?
You have questions. I have answers.
Or do you want everyone to wait to read it on Beyond the Marquee? Is that why you're not?
I want
detail.
People to go there. Don't you want people to go there?
Well, of course.
Well, go ahead. What's your question,
Peter? I think you should give them a teaser, at least.
Robert, please hold them
down. Well, the biggest question that's on my mind, just because Roger Rabbit definitely is one of my favorite films.
I know.
Any word on...
He's trying to hold you down or something. What is that noise? That's the worst Foley I've ever heard. That's the worst Foley, Robert, I've ever heard.
I don't know how to do that.
That was Robert's...
It's more like something like this. You got
We just lost about all of our 15 listeners.
No, sequel or not.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking? Oh, my gosh. You know what?
Sequel or not.
Funny you should mention that. Listen.
For years.
Now, listen.
And I just want to know, is there at least a teaser on Beyond the Marquee for us?
Listen,
all right,
if you go to beyondthemarquee.com on Monday, it should be up. Look up the Roger. He just gave me two middle fingers. That question is, I brought that question up to Charles Fleischer, and you can hear the answer. Will there be a Roger Rabbit, a Who Framed Roger Rabbit 2 for Dave Casella? That question is answered on Monday on beyondthemarquee.com.
At least let's give him something to bite on, you know?
The answer is no. Yeah, no.
Ooh.
It's like, you know? See what I did there?
You know.
Yeah. Well, you know who loved Roger Rabbit as well as you, Peter?
Oh, tell me, please.
The great, now late, Roger Ebert. I'm very bummed about
this. My hometown hero.
Let's hear a little bit of Roger Ebert, his little reaction, his big reaction to Who Framed Roger Rabbit back in 1988.
Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times. Who Framed Roger Rabbit is one of those home runs that Hollywood hits every once in a while. It's a movie like 2001 or Close Encounters or especially like E.T., that's a technical breakthrough and a lot of fun both at the same time. This movie is great entertainment from one end to the other, but it's also one of those films where you're always asking yourself, how did they do that? The movie takes place in Hollywood in 1947.
All right, so there's Roger Ebert's review of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he loved the film, and he went on and on and on in this review of Roger Rabbit. How did they do that? How did this happen? I mean, in the movie still is like a technical marvel. And I asked, and I can tell you the answer to this. I asked the director, Robert Zemeckis, what is the hardest movie you've ever done? Is this the most technically difficult film you've ever made? And he said, this is definitely the hardest film I've ever done before or since.
Wow.
And it still holds up.
People love it. It's like an Invisible Man movie because they had to do all the stuff moving and they had to work around
it. Yeah, right? They had to make it look like the Invisible Man was trodden through the village. Right, I never saw one. Does there a village in any of those movies?
There is.
What does he trod through? I don't know. Yeah. Peter, do you like the Invisible Man movies?
I've got the poster from Mondo when they released that a couple months ago. It was one of those few that I actually woke up early when they did a special release. Kenneth Wong did an HGL, the old Invisible Man poster. No, it's definitely one of my favorite old classic films.
You know,
for sure.
Everybody was asking me, we talked with postercollective.com a couple of weeks ago when Micah was here. We talked about Mondo and people were like, what the fuck is Mondo? For those of you who don't know, it's a band.
Unbelievable poster company.
If you're into movies
and into arts at the same time, like Drew Struzan or anything like that, something that's handmade and then a limited edition, check them out. You know, the Alamo Draft House in Texas, great little movie house. And they basically are together and they do these posters and they Ali Moss, all these unbelievable artists.
Great artists,
there.
Man. Some good stuff. Yeah. They are not supporting us, though, so we will not go on with that.
Forget them.
Yeah, they suck. I'm just kidding. They're great. So you woke up early in the morning.
For one of those, yes.
And you got it, because they're hard to get.
It's one of those things that it's like, I had a brief period where I definitely was obsessed with the Mondo tradition, where it's like, you get a tweet early in the morning.
What's early, like 4 a.m. or 9 a.m.?
Usually between 7 and 8. Oh, I woke up this morning to go to work at 3:30 in the morning. Okay. Right here, so don't talk to me about it early. I had to be there at 4:30 a.m.
I woke up at 9.
That's what I'm talking about.
There are still male strip clubs open at 4 a.m.?
Well, you know, Peter? I get there. Well, it's not the best tipping shift. It's great. And it's like I said, we all know that I've been looking for work, and I take what I can get.
Were you in the small room or were you in the big room?
I'm usually in the men's room, actually, John, to be honest.
In the men's room at the male strip club?
That was
that's,
you.
You know, yeah. And I'm, yeah. Please don't let them know that I'm still doing that because they actually fired me a week ago.
Aww.
Yeah, but I'm still going to the men's room. Make a couple bucks.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Well, good luck to you.
Roger Ebert loved.
Well, I don't have that clip. I do not have that clip. If you want to ask Peter how big his junk is, 1-800-893-9562 is the number.
One of Roger Ebert's greatest quotes, and I actually wrote it down so I would make sure I would remember it.
Awesome.
You will drink the black sperm of my vengeance.
I don't think he wrote that. I don't think that was him. What?
I think that
Beyond
was me.
Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
Is that a quote or is that a line from the movie?
That's a line from the movie, but that he penned.
Because he wrote that.
The great Russ Meyer, who I'm a huge fan of course, and his buxom ladies. And the great, great, great Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
Dave has a thought?
Roger Ebert.
No, I was remembering that, and then he said the title.
Unbelievable movie.
Like ESP.
Buxom was like ESP.
Z-Man.
What is Z-Man? I've never seen the film, so I don't know.
You've never seen it?
Nope.
It is a complete just
piece of shit
storm.
Really?
Wow. You know, but
Bad good? Oh, it's good, because you know, you sometimes get bad, like Care Bear movies 2.
Right.
No,
the next
Care Bears
chapter.
3. 2
oh,
is
my
good.
Bad, sorry.
3 is bad.
My bad.
Z-Man, isn't that like a drink?
That's Zima, Dave.
Dave loves his Zimas. You give him 2 and he'll do whatever you say.
Yeah, really? At 4 a.m. at Stripco.
All over.
Stripco. Is there a place called Stripco?
There's got to be.
Like Costco?
Somewhere in Tampa, I'm sure there's a Stripco.
Wholesale.
Somewhere in Tampa.
Wholesale Stripco.
No, yeah, Roger, you were big loss, big loss.
Yeah, I was literally still bummed. Yeah. I'm still getting over Gene Siskel dying, but seriously, you know, 20 years ago.
It was weird. Being from Chicago, I always felt like they were like, I always thought no one else knew who they were. Because I grew up in Chicago, and yeah. I thought that was just a Chicago thing. And then as I got a little bit older, I realized, I'm like, oh my God, these guys are the biggest things. In
they
movie
had that
reviews.
Show, and then the music at
Siskel
the end.
Siskel and Ebert at the movies, and
I'm pretty sure Ebert has his thumb patented.
Yeah, I think he does. Wow. He has a thumbs
sure
up and that. Thumbs down patented.
Right.
That
I'm
is
pretty
patented.
Sure his thumb is patented. He's got to be the
Do
only
that,
guy.
Hasn't that been going on since like Roman times? Can you patent?
Yeah, but you can't patent it in Roman times.
Well, no. Sure I mean, Caesar. It's not like you invented it.
Give him to the lions.
How do you patent that?
What is it? Give him wine and cheese. What is the quote? No, what is it? I think I'm screwing up.
Throw them to the lions, isn't it?
No, but I'm talking about for the keeping the people happy.
What's her name? It gets her head cut off.
I was going to say, one of my friends just messaged me.
What does anybody fucking call? 1-800, call us. Stop texting. 893-9562, you lazy bastards.
It was one of my coworkers named Alicia. She said that you guys are kind of hilarious. That is all.
Alicia, I apologize.
Kind of.
We really like you now.
Yeah.
Call and tell us. Yeah. Alicia, somebody, make us look cool and call us. Or call have us, a friend Alicia. Call us. Please. Allison.
Do you want me to call?
No, Dave, you're right here.
Do it,
you're
Dave.
In the studio, Dave. Dave, go in the men's room and disguise your voice like you usually do. I don't know. Allison, was Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel were they big in Afghanistan?
Not in the
States. You thought I was going to say England, didn't you?
I did.
No, were they big in England? They weren't.
No, we had our own film review show.
What was it called? Hello Movies.
Yes, it was called Hello Movies.
It's called Monty Python Only. Thumbs up.
I'm in your crumpet.
Crumpets, two crumpets.
I'm in your crumpet.
I'm pretty sure that was what it was called.
It was.
That was patented.
That was patented.
Did you say blood
you
in your crumpet?
That
thumb,
now.
Thumb
in your
crumpet.
Blood in your crumpet, I think, is a medical condition.
That is. That's a term for menstruation. In
Sorry to say, you've got
sure.
blood in your crumpet.
Oh, it's that time of the month.
It sounds like
blood
a horror
crumpet.
Movie.
Wasn't there an episode of the Care Bears where there was blood in Purple Heart's crumpet?
That was a coming of age episode.
That was the. Yes.
There was a murder show.
They just
wrote.
Did an episode of Mad Men with blood in the crumpet.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I love that that's
so that's
be,
a real term?
No.
No, but we need to start it as a real
I believe
term.
You.
I think from here on out, I think a term for menstruation should be I've got blood
quite
in my crumpet.
Charming.
Yeah,
really?
No, I like it. I think it's very classy.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Allison brings to the show, which we've never had before, that British accent.
She's really just, from Detroit. She's a good actress, though.
It's unbelievable.
I did it well, though, yeah.
It's like
I'm like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes.
Does she have an English accent?
She did in Sliding Doors, yeah.
Wow.
And Shakespeare in Love.
Wait, you were in Sliding Doors, Allison?
Mm-hmm.
And Shakespeare in Love.
Skinny Bitch with a Blonde Wig on.
Wow.
There it is.
That's awesome. Skinny. That was Robert's character in Holes. Skinny Bitch with a Blonde Wig. That's why he got cut out of the entire movie. Someone call in if you've seen Robert in Holes. Guess we're not getting any calls tonight. But 1-800-893-9562.
You're blowing up.
Pimping that phone number out. Allison, who was ilk? Who
was
yeah? Who was of their
Norman.
Ilk?
Barry Norman, and his show was called, depending on the year, Film 86, 87. Whatever, 88, 89.
Is he still
yeah,
doing?
I know, but it worked. And now a guy.
That's not the guy that's being charged for raping all the kids, is it, in London?
No, that was Jimmy Savile.
Jimmy Savile, right.
That
was,
Jimmy Savile was a rapist and a critic?
Oh, you haven't heard? No.
No.
So confused.
He was a big.
Two rapes
big
up. One rape down. Roger Rabbit, I raped two people. I loved it so much.
That was one of the other books that Gary Wolf wrote. Yes.
Indiana Jones is a butt rape. That means. It was mediocre. Jesus, Robert. Guess what he gave Holes? Guess what? We've got a caller. Caller.
We love callers.
It's Brianna Jones.
Robert is out of control right now, folks, so we don't know why.
Robert
caller,
loved it.
Caller, how are you? What's your name and where are you from?
I'm good. I'm Alicia. I'm Robert's friend.
You were yes. No more texting.
Hey,
stop
Alicia.
That.
Welcome to the show.
Wait, was Robert really in Holes and I don't know about this?
Yes, he was in Holes, wow. but as far as you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Robert, tell her what happened in a short scene.
I got cut out of the movie Holes and I was put on the DVD.
No, he literally was selling the DVDs to make up the fact that he's not going to get residuals.
I was sold on the red carpet that it was cut out by the director.
On the red carpet for Toy Soldiers, though, which is... I was going to say Toy Story, but
Alicia, one of your supervisors was in a movie.
Isn't that a crazy Alicia? Wait, Robert is your boss?
I remember seeing that at the LCAS when I was in like don't remember. I was in school though. And we went on a field trip.
Oh, you're dating
read
yourself.
The book.
Wow. Well, thanks for watching it. I still wasn't in it, but thanks for watching it.
Alicia, if you want to watch a good Disney movie, get Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2. All right. Just some
Antonio
just,
the dog.
Oh. Alicia, I'm in that, Alicia. But I'm not your boss like Robert is. Now, how is Robert as a boss over at Universal Studios Hollywood, the only place where you can see a show and ride a star or something like that? How is he
really?
How is he a boss?
Not to make Robert feel bad, but he's not technically my boss.
What the hell? What do you do there? What do you do at Universal Studios, if you can tell us?
I open and close tram gates.
Wow.
Wow.
That's big time.
Yeah.
Right there.
And what is Robert?
And I get yelled at in Spanish.
By Robert in Spanish? Robert, you speak Spanish?
I do.
It's not an easy job.
This is a great story. She actually got yelled at. The day you guys were there. You guys were actually there just before you guys got there.
Allison and I went to Universal Studios on Sunday.
I wasn't invited.
And
no, you weren't.
She got like screamed at by a guy in Spanish. And Alicia, the best part was she just kind of looked at him and went, okay, on the way.
Now, Alicia, did you open the door? Did you open it too quickly or did you close it too quickly or too slowly?
I believe he was upset because there was not enough room on that particular tram for him and his
That's
family.
A problem.
No, I know her pain. That's why I was like staring out there. I've had people yell at me about doors and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you swing people's doors and your car. Spanish. When someone gets in your car, at least say, are you in? Before you close your door, Dave.
My thing is don't yell at me in Spanish because I'm just going to stare at you because I don't know what you're saying.
Now, again, Alicia, does Robert come up and yell at you in Spanish? Can he technically get you in trouble at all?
No, but we yell at Robert a lot.
They do.
Hopefully in Spanish.
Oh, Alicia. Alicia, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Alicia.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll see you at work. Hey, take care. Hopefully Robert won't yell at you. And if he does, call back the show and please share it with us.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Alicia. The amazing Alicia.
We have another caller. We have two callers.
They're pouring in.
Do we have a caller still? Oh, wait. Mindy is giving me the finger. Not a minute.
She's like pointing to the roof.
Does that mean yes?
It just takes a moment for the second call to load through.
Well, while we have a
We've
second.
Never had two calls in one night, so
I know,
I'm new to this.
I'm just gonna keep a little bit of time.
Who's calling, second caller?
This is actually Josh, a good friend of Robert's.
Oh, Robert!
I'm actually over in Afghanistan.
Robert,
thank
you. Oh,
Josh!
Afghanistan.
Yes. Wait a minute.
What?
Really?
You're listening to this in Afghanistan right now?
Hey.
Really?
Actually, yeah, we can stream live internet.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's great, man.
What time is it there?
And what time is it there?
Right now, it is 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God. Me and Josh, actually, I started at Shrek 4D at Universal Studios.
I saw you in your outfit, Robert. You had to dress like Robin Hood in tights. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, we both look like dork.
Yeah, yes, no, Robert is actually wearing those tights
hard
tonight.
To not
it's
that
true.
Outfit.
Josh, me and him worked at Shrek 4D for many years, and then he went off and became soldier.
Wow, man.
Wow. Good for you.
Wow, that's awesome.
How's it going over there, Josh?
You know, it's a little bit of taste of life.
It's Afghanistan,
Robert. Totally different place, but...
Have you been to downtown
it's
L.A.?
It's definitely a cool place. Can't wait to get home.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, definitely. You gotta be safe out there, man. Yeah, last time I saw Josh was actually one of the Halloween Horror Nights, and I felt so bad because I knew he was leaving to Afghanistan, but I was so... I had to, like, corral thousands of people through barricades and stuff like that, and I was like, yeah, it's good, great, I'm gonna miss you, buddy, I'm gonna miss you, and I kind of blew him off, so I feel like this is my redemption.
Oh, it is.
How long of a tour are you on right now?
Well, you know what your redemption is, actually? Getting cut out of holes. You know?
Oh, yeah! That's awesome!
You went there.
I'm the only one laughing.
Hey, it's like 63 degrees here. What is the temperature there?
Freezing.
Right now, it's about 51.
Oh, really?
Holy crap.
How long have you been there? What kind of tour are you on?
It's about 9 months. I've been here since about November. But it does also gets pretty cold. But hopefully be back by summertime. So
yes.
See how that goes. One thing with the military, it always changes. There's nothing ever really set in stone.
Right.
Unless you work like in...
And Josh used to be an actor too.
Josh, you are an actor. Yes, Josh?
Yes.
Okay.
I've actually done a little bit of work.
Where were you? I'm sorry. Where have we seen you?
You probably actually haven't seen me. I've done a little bit of theatrical work with a dude named Marlon Jones. He's actually an Emmy winner. Other than that, I haven't done too incredibly much. Little things here and there, but nothing you've probably ever seen.
Oh, yet. Come on. We haven't seen
Robert. Like Robert, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, you've done more than Robert has, technically.
I'm getting razzed by Afghanistan right now. I mean, this is how it's happening.
Yes.
This
Josh represents all of Afghanistan,
Josh,
by the way.
Josh is my...
Put it this way, Robert. I'm giving you the Manchu fist.
I don't know what that is, but I think we'll find out if we go out into Skid Row in the streets right now downtown.
Cost you $15. With the Manchu fist.
Dave, you want to find out what the Manchu fist is for us?
I'm still trying to figure out about that highway you were telling me about.
Oh, the Hershey Highway. I'll tell you about that later.
Josh,
please.
The Hershey Highway. I don't really want to know what that means.
That's nothing between me and Dave. I don't know what it is. That's a little joke.
It's Josh, diarrhea, people. Get with the program. Man.
There you go, Dave.
Let's
Josh,
move on.
I hope you're being safe over there, and we wish you a speedy return back to the States.
Josh, it's really cool that you're calling.
Yeah, thank you
thanks for everything you're doing.
So cool.
Thank you very much, Josh. Seriously, thank
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks for listening, man.
Send her support.
All right, you guys. Have a good one. I'm going to go back and keep listening in.
Yeah, thanks man. And don't forget, build that anger to kick Robert's ass when you get back for blowing you off. Keep building that up, man.
Oh, definitely. I will. Rob, I'll hit you up. Hopefully, see you when I get back. I won't be... Probably in California until about August. All right, man?
All right, man.
All right, be safe.
Be safe, dude.
Josh, be safe, man.
All right, talk to you later.
Thanks. All right.
Josh. Wow, look at that. A real American state.
That was great, man. Yeah. Robert, you actually have friends outside of the studio.
Yeah, I do.
That's pretty crazy.
He's got friends that are
all
making
around.
A difference.
Yeah.
There. I mean, yeah.
That's you awesome. Pissed off.
I'm pissed off. I feel so bad.
Blowing people off. Did you at least give Josh some passes to not
well,
wait in
line?
Well,
he doesn't need passes. He worked there, but he knows everybody.
So he knows everybody.
He was a very likable, very, you know.
He sounds great, man.
Yeah, he was a great guy. It was sad to hear him that he was going to Afghanistan, but it was something he really wanted to do, so it was, you
a little
know.
Sad to hear after you blew him off.
Right.
Now,
right.
I'm just wondering if when he signed up for the Army, he just thought, like, you know, or whatever division he signed into, and
no,
all
he,
of a sudden it's like, okay, we're sending you to Afghanistan.
No, from what I remember, he was like, he was goal. Yeah,
wow.
He wanted to go over there, and he wanted to, you know, do his deed for the United States of America.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
Fuck that was
yeah.
crazy that he called. That was...
That's really cool.
My mind
Josh,
is blown.
Thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah. Josh. Now he's really going to kick your ass. Robert has a whole bottle of rum and coke, and if your parents are listening, Robert is an alcoholic.
Oh, yes.
No, he's not. He's not. He's not driving.
I was
today.
Actually talking about Josh Whedon, so...
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. The number, again, if you're calling from anywhere else in the world or even here in the studio, 1-800-893-9562. It's toll-free. Even Dave can call.
But I won't, because I was told I'm here. So I don't need to
even though you're here sometimes, I don't think you are, Dave.
It took him
maybe.
A split second. You know, he was like, do you want me to call in? And then all of a sudden it was like, you're
man.
Here. And then he was like, oh, right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So Roger Ebert gone.
Rest in peace, man. No, man.
That sucks. I was, like I said, I'm still getting over Gene Siskel now. What are we left with? Who are we left with to review our movies?
Roper.
Nope.
Who?
Beyond the Marquee.
Beyond the Marquee. We still got the Malton.
Yes. You know, he's turned death around.
Back when I used to open gates for people like your friend, I actually got the
open gates where, Dave? Where'd you work?
I worked at Universal and Disney.
In Florida.
Opening gates.
Florida.
And
I
actually opened the doors for Egbert and Siegel.
And then you close your... Oh, we have another three calls. Holy crap.
Oh, crap.
Maybe this is somebody who you smashed their finger in the door and they want to talk to you.
You're one of Robert's friends.
Hey, caller, who are you?
Hey, John, it's Mike.
Mike Aiello!
Hey!
Second time caller from Orlando, Florida. Actually,
now.
Mike has called like three or four times.
No.
Like tonight.
Oh, no.
He texted.
I made t-shirts of the show, and everyone's wearing them here in Orlando now.
I love it. You got to wait till we have our official show.
Yeah, you got to make new t-shirts.
Next week, Mike, we have semi-confirmation that we have a big-time movie star coming in next Saturday.
Yes.
I'm not going to mention this person's name, but he's been in a lot of big-time horror action films, and I'm really excited if this actually comes through. And we'll keep you everybody posted. But, Mike, what's up?
Dude, I know you guys are talking about Ebert passing.
Yeah,
have
sucks.
You guys ever seen... that YouTube clip of their outtakes. They hate each other.
Hate each other.
I'm going to go find that clip.
I told you.
No, actually, it was funny. My older brother, years ago, when he was in school, had an internship with Siskel and Ebert back in Chicago. And he basically told me, he goes, it's no joke. You know, they really did not get along extremely well. It was,
but they were
it was
all,
a pure
but they
hatred.
Were, but they, like you and me, Peter.
Professional.
They liked each other.
I'm going to slap the shit out of them.
I think this is, I think we're going to, Mike, can you hold on for a second? We're going to play a clip of them fighting. Can we do that? Are you good? Were you good with us?
It's remarkable.
All right, let
That's
me see
great.
If we can,
I know
if
exactly
we can
the clip you're
play
talking
this
about,
clip.
Mike.
Let's see if this works. Here we go. Siskel and Ebert uncensored on YouTube. Nope, hold on. Hopefully this is not an ad. Should have had this shirt.
No, this is not.
I know, he was not, wearing a brown sweater.
This is not the part that's supposed to match. With.
They're not fighting yet.
Give it a moment's thought. What are we doing now? The promos. Do you know what they have to match? Nothing.
They're fighting with the camera crew.
No promo ever has to match anything.
I thought we were about to do...
Welcome to the exciting world of television.
Well, they will fight in a minute. They're putting on boxing gloves.
Well spoken.
Thanks for that laugh, Peter.
Well, that's something that you rarely
Jesus,
hear.
Let me fast forward through this. They're just yelling at the camera crew.
That's why we're doing this.
There's a point where they start making fat jokes.
Sure. That's what I like. Yeah. A guy that went to an Ivy League school.
Here we go. They're fighting now. They're fighting.
She just said dyer.
They're fighting.
He said doer, of course.
Doer straight. That's what that favorite
shit.
Band.
That's because of that's what that whole
Are you watching this?
Yes, Dave, I'm watching it.
Now they're fighting.
Now they're fighting.
Everyone
go.
Who's eavesdropping right now.
All you know, the whole goddamn country, Gene. What about the international bankers?
I don't know the fuck they're talking about. Sorry.
Not to mention.
Listen, go to YouTube.
Vatican.
Yeah, seriously.
Go to YouTube and look up Siskel and Ebert fighting. I wish I had this queued up, but yeah. Mike, that was some more dead people talking. but yes, they did fight a lot, but they had this love for each other, not, you know, in the manly kind of love. And here's the deal. I don't know if this is true, but I heard it was, when Siskel was dying many years ago, I think he had a brain tumor.
Yeah.
He wanted to see the Phantom Menace, and he made Roger promise that he would take Gene's son if he had passed away before the movie came out, and then Roger did. And thank God he died before that. You saw that fucking movie.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Soon.
No, it's Gene. Gene's been dead for like 20 years.
Too soon.
I love Still them teasing. Both. But I thought that was a great, that's a great story because they were friends.
Yeah.
They were friends.
And the sad part about it is when they went into his head to find the tumor, it was a midichlorian tumor.
Oh.
What does that mean?
That's a Star Wars reference.
Oh,
that is
on,
terrible, Mike.
I know my movies, but I don't know all
you
my
know,
Star
Dave
Wars.
Dave hates Star Wars, but well, that's another day, another show.
It's not Care Bears.
If a Papa Care Bear doesn't have a sword, a lightsaber, Dave will not listen.
Negative. But check
Jesus,
it out.
Robert, I wish you were here every week. Oh, you are. Thanks for laughing.
Yeah, it's our own Hank Kingsley. I'm out.
Wait, you're not hanging up, are you? What does that mean? Are you mad? Are you mad at Dave?
You continue with your show.
Mike.
No, you're not. You can't do this. You're old. Mike.
Any Hollywood Horror Nights secrets? Come on.
Give us a secret to Halloween Horror Nights.
Give us a secret.
Come on, Mike. We want to be the scoop. We want to have the scoop. We need the ratings.
Mike, I know you guys met. You and...
Come on, hurry up.
I can't think of his name. John actually met the other day. No, not...
I met him years ago.
You...
John Murdy. You and John Murdy. John Murdy at Universal Studios Hollywood. He's a big shot over there. You met with him. What'd you talk about?
We talked about things having to do with horror.
And you can't drop a hint. Sounds like
no
evil
nothing.
Dead, evil dead, evil dead.
Sneak previews.
It was a meeting of the minds. We were kind of
so that after that 5 minutes was over.
And,
sorry.
No, I can't. I know you can't. But marketing Mike, team.
Do me a favor. Promise me on the new show when I we'll talk about that. That's actually at the end of the show. I'll tell you about the big news. But promise me you'll call back in.
Did.
You jerk. We'll call back in and give us the news before anybody else. Would you do that?
I will do my best. Okay. How about I text it?
You text it and I'll read it.
Tweet it.
Now that's cheating.
Thanks, Dave. You can leave. But Mike, kidding. On another note,
do we have a door?
Say hi to Dave, Mike.
Sound?
Mike loves Dave, and Dave loves Mike. We're all friends. Dave, say hi to Mike.
Mike, hey.
What's going on? John, last time I saw Dave, we went to House of Pies. It was awesome.
House of Pies
before
rocks.
Before that, Dave was driving us around. And almost
that must have, did he slam
car.
Your finger in the car door like he does to people? What'd you say? He drives you around, and what did he do?
No, he was literally driving on the other side of the road.
Like he's in England. Allison's used to that. Allison actually drives with Dave, and there's not a problem. You're actually the only one in LA who knows how to drive. That's pretty good British. What were you going to say, Mike?
No, he almost killed us. It was amazing.
Sorry about that.
I'm really laughing.
We did get a good tour of the Hollywood area.
Yeah, really, the bushes.
He brought us like just to the left of the Hollywood sign in this dark forest area, and there literally were these like two teenagers up there doing handstands on like stone pillars.
Yeah,
that's like, normal. Oh yeah, they're always there. They're always doing this. Come on up. It's great. And it was literally like a hobo village.
A hobo village?
That's most of Los Angeles.
That's actually the name of my new show, Hobo Village. That's awesome. Mike, dude, you are awesome. I can't wait to share the secrets of Universal's Halloween Horror Nights 2013.
We'll see about that.
I heard you're going to have a Care Bear maze.
Yeah, no, you already said that.
Oh, shit.
Check it out.
I couldn't think of a joke. My improv sucks tonight.
Good job.
What is the anniversary? Like, is this the 20th
for Halloween Horror Nights?
Will be for Orlando. It'll be the 23rd year.
Wow. Hey, Mike, can you do us a favor? I don't know about Florida. Can you guys serve alcohol over there at Universal in Florida during Horror Nights?
It actually comes out of the water fountains.
Wow.
Well, guess what? Urine comes out of the ones here in Hollywood. Yeah, that's what we got.
Alcohol served in Orlando. It is a dry event.
That's crazy.
Allison just looked at me like, we are flying to Orlando this year for Horror Nights. The one here, I cannot do it sober. Are you even here, Allison? Speak up.
Yeah.
No, is it dry or it's not dry?
Totally dry.
You can't
it has
get
to
booze
be.
In the park. Yeah.
No,
I mean,
sucks.
Why would you? It's Halloween.
Yeah, but Dave, alcohol is so great.
Dave has
been sober since he was born. He's never had a shot of alcohol at all. Have you, Dave?
Not yet.
Okay, well, tonight.
Not yet. Tonight that's is the attitude, my man.
Tonight's the night.
Yeah, I think he was drinking when he drove you to the hobo alley, Mike.
You know what? It was either that or it was the carbon monoxide coming through his AC vent.
Today, Dave was driving us through Hollywood on the wrong side of the road, and when he went to lock the door, it only beeped once, and his side doesn't lock automatically now. And we went
out of
this,
the blue.
The passenger side locks, so Dave's like, well, I guess I have to get in like in a movie. Like, I have to crawl in through the passenger side. I said, Dave, you know you have a key. You can let yourself in. You know, like you're back in the 80s.
Oh, the key.
Yes. Remember that thing?
It's like on my phone, you can take pictures, so, you know.
I don't know why I'm yelling tonight.
It's a lot of yelling.
Everybody's
because you don't want to
take off their headsets.
You do some pre-show yelling.
Pre-show yelling. We won't get to the studio in time.
Let's not talk about that. Mike, dude, thanks for calling, man.
Mike, no problem. You guys are awesome.
Hi, Mike.
Thanks, man. Mike Aiello from Universal Studios, Florida. Hey, if our listeners, anybody goes to Universal Florida, he'll get you in for free. Call the show
and
let us know when you're going. And Mike will be more than happy to meet you up front. He'll be wearing the Rocket J squirrel outfit. And he will give you. Peter just spit all over Peter, I think.
Peter just spit all over
Peter. Robert, I don't know. I can't tell you two apart.
That'd be weird.
I only do that at night.
This sounds like a conference call.
Oh, man.
Hey, let's move on real quick. We have 11 minutes left to the show.
Wow, you can see.
Well, Robert, usually you give me some fingers and some numbers, but I have to do it on my own. Oh, you have a big. You have like a scorecard tonight, like they give to gymnastics.
Wow. Yes, I do.
Or gymnasts. Allison and I just came out of a screening of The Evil Dead.
A screening.
We went to see The Evil Dead.
No, Allison, let's make it cool. People. Yeah, we just Universal Studios. Screening. Allison and I were the only ones in this theater. And Allison, what did you think of the new Evil Dead, Dave? Yes,
the new one or the original?
The new one. Remake usually signifies.
How many?
I didn't hear remake. I just heard Evil Dead.
But the earphones back on, buddy.
No, my left side doesn't work.
How about your right side?
How about your right side? But is that out too?
It's like my door, my car. So go ahead, talk. I have to climb through one ear. So go ahead, tell us about the movie.
Tell us about the movie. What did you think, Allison, of the new Evil Dead remake?
I was a little disappointed.
Why is that?
Because I wasn't scared.
Do you really think movies today are scary?
I never get scared
when I come here.
I wanted to put my hands in front of my face, you know, at least once, and that just didn't happen.
Were there a lot of hurry-up shots, you know, like those kind of like zoom in quick?
No, I, I,
Sam Raimi loved doing.
I hate those Zoom.
Sam is producing.
Sam Raimi, yeah, but that's what makes his movies.
Right, I don't like it when they do it like to be the camera.
Right, like the Steadicam kind of quick zoom in thing.
Give me a.
Yes, 10 minutes. I get it.
What do you think of it, Robert? Since you've seen the first one, what do you like
I'm a
more?
Huge fan of Evil Dead, and Evil Dead 2 is actually better, in my opinion, than the first one because they had money. It's basically
a remake. Yeah.
It's a remake of the original, and they had more fun with it. It wasn't such a low-budget thing. And then Army of Darkness just takes it into a whole other
realm.
But it's still a fun movie with zombies or, well, the
skeletons.
Dead. Skeletons. Well, I like to say zombies because that's what everybody's into now.
It is hip.
They're actually skeletons.
Thanks, Allison.
I'm just saying.
Well, no,
there's
you're
a big
right.
difference between skeletons.
I mean, you can call them zombies.
I call them zombie
they
skeletons.
They used to call them
so
ghouls.
Both of you are wrong.
Ghouls.
When ghouls
back
then
in the
zombies.
1920s.
Well, that's
from the Dia de los Muertos days.
You okay? I don't know what you say because I don't see Spanish and there's no subtitles.
That was French.
Dia de los Muertos.
I don't know what's happening.
Dia de los Muertos.
Well, we just,
we just
got about 15 more viewers, listeners who think you actually are going to do the whole show in this
Dia de los Muertos.
Or this
maybe he's being possessed.
Oh, but, Mike Aiello just texted Deadites. Deadites John. So they're Deadite Johns. No, thank you, Mike. Yes, Deadites. They are Deadites, so they are the living Deadites.
Oh.
Right, Mike?
That makes sense.
What, is that skeletons?
Yes, the Skedites. The Skedites.
The Ites.
Wow. Are those like dead heads, like fans of the movie? Or
what does that mean?
Anyway, my review of the frickin' movie, I actually enjoyed it. There are some wonderful scenes in it. And don't forget, at the end of the movie, stay for this one. Allison had to run out and do a British pee. What is sure. that?
What does
that
mean?
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. Well, you had to go to the bathroom.
I had to pee. I had to pee at the end. I had to pee at the beginning, but I saved it. Kind of ruined the movie for me.
Well, you had to go.
You could have said she had to go use the phone.
Well, now everybody knows. But, you know, I lasted 90 minutes.
You did, 90
I
minutes.
I did, like, yeah. right at the beginning. Minutes. Yeah.
Which is all a movie like the Evil Dead remake should be.
Absolutely. Anywho, no horror movie should be longer than 90 minutes.
You went to the bathroom.
I
missed the end credits for the Pirates of the Caribbean because I waited, too.
Oh, well, that was like 9.5 hours long, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know what a British pea is. It was actually talking about food. You were hungry, you went and got British peas.
I did.
Okay, there you go. Squash peas. What are they called? Smashy peas? Squishy peas?
Mushy peas.
She went out for some mushy peas. I actually enjoyed the film. I can't wait to see it again. It is bloody gross. I love makeup. I love what makeup artists can do. And this film, I didn't even notice any CG. I noticed a little bit. That's not true. I noticed a little bit, but it's mostly practical effects. So it's pretty good.
Didn't you think some of it was a bit Monty Python-y?
Have you seen the original ones? I mean, they're a little goofy.
Yeah, but the,
yeah,
like,
are,
the limbs
truly.
Lopping off and stuff is quite...
Oh, there's a lot of
spoiler,
severed limbs.
Sorry,
there's a lot of, you
it
know,
was
severed
alert.
Arms.
Yeah.
That's the new thing you have to do nowadays.
Spoiler
you
alert.
Have to say, spoiler
some
alert.
People lost limbs.
Monty Python limbs yeah. getting lost.
At first, I was not enjoying the cinematography. I was a little washed out. But as the movie went on, I was actually enjoying it. I thought there was some great stuff, lighting tricks and gags they would do. And the cabin in this film, I'm not going to give anything away, so don't tune out. Allison, you
always,
should. Sorry,
you're always good for one a show. There it is. I was seriously wondering. It was 6 minutes
know,
and 30 seconds.
54 minutes, he held it.
Where Robert just threw away a number. He's like, I was writing that down. I was going to show it to you.
They have a cough button. I don't know if they have
no, John,
a cough
button.
It doesn't work for burp.
Every fucking show we've done, John has belched directly into the microphone.
We have 6 minutes left. I enjoyed the film, and the cabin looks like it did in the film, and there were some really nice nods.
Nice.
And as I was saying, stay to the end credits. Don't go off for mushy peas because there's a nice little Mike Aiello. The Delta 88 Classic is in it. Yes, Mike Aiello. I didn't notice that. Holy crap. The Delta 1988 Classic that's in all of Sam Raimi's movies is
right.
in this film.
What
so
is that car?
It's a car that was used in the first Evil Dead, and Sam Raimi uses it in all his films
all
except
his
for
right.
The Quick and the Dead because that's a freaking Western.
And check this out. They use the pizza car in the Toy Story movies. It's in every Pixar film.
Yeah.
Well, the pizza car is not in The Evil Dead. All right, now we got 5 minutes left, and I have to talk about the. This is the last
news.
Night.
The big news.
This is the last night for now until Keith gets back, and which I don't know when that'll be. He's swimming again in the Atlantic in his underwear. We're going to have a new show next week, but it's the same show. We're going to have the same fun. We hope we're having fun. We don't know. We're drunk. It's going to be.
We've
called,
become big time.
You guys ready? Give me a drum roll for the new title of the show next week, Saturday at 8 o'clock. Allison, drum roll. It's called the. Wrap Party. W-R-A-P, the Wrap Party.
Right, because it sounds like rat. So say rat.
You're a rat, Dave.
No, but it sounds like
the
rat
party
big.
Would be appropriate.
It's the rat party. So you know why it's the rat party? Because every week that we're here for the last 5 weeks that we've been filling in for Keith,
blowing up.
What are you talking
we're
about?
Blowing up.
We have our listenership. Is that a word? We thank you all.
Yeah.
You thank everybody for listening.
Seriously,
please tell
folks.
Your friends. Please
it's,
tell your
it's like
family.
A, like when a film crew, like if you're in Iowa, it's a rap party.
What? Oh, Mindy is having a party. We bought her some gummy worms tonight, and she's having a party.
Iowa.
Shout
out.
All right. So please listen in every Saturday night.
I think
same
Dave was explaining
time.
What a rap party was, right, Dave? Sorry, you were drinking.
Oh, just in case.
Just
rats.
In case.
Well, we have 4 minutes.
It was a party of
rats. I was
rats.
Just saying, it's in just in case. There's
no,
folks
you're
that
right.
don't know
it's,
all
yeah.
the movie terms, but they'll have a party.
A party.
After the film
we're having
crew.
A party after the film. I apologize.
Because right, we talk about films. Just
thank you for clarifying.
I look at the clock again. And I speed up.
You got 4 minutes.
We do, but Robert stopped putting papers up in the air with numbers on them, so I am so lost.
We have four minutes.
Now
keep supporting us,
you
folks.
Have a flux
seriously.
Capacitor.
Yes, thank you.
All right, we only have a few minutes left, so please, every Saturday night at 8, it's like a party in here. We want you to be a part of the party. Boy, that's so cheesy. Listen in and call in. The number will still be the same. We'll still
oh,
be aren't here.
You gonna go
we
wait?
Also might have some big guests coming in. Whoa, if you guys listen, we'll have the guests.
Lined up. Oh. Big yes. guest lines up.
Oh,
we can't say the names.
Too late.
We were going to give a CD away.
And some mashy peas.
And some mushy. But we'll save the CD for next week. Right. We're going to be giving away prizes, too, on the rap
pens.
Party.
Yeah.
We're going to be giving
away
some
right.
pens.
That was a wet wipe.
A couple old pairs of shoes.
We're going to get some syringes that we find around downtown. You get it all.
No, you don't.
Hey, Robert, quick plug, please, for anything you got. Real quick.
Just up. Go to Facebook. /Up in Smoke Show. Already talked about that prior, but it's a show my friend's doing, and Wand Wars will be coming up soon.
Wand Wars, it's about gay porn.
Yes, and thanks to Alicia Ruby and...
Alicia and Josh.
He's calling from Afghanistan. Yeah, he's in the Manchu Fist Unit. That's what that was about. So,
all right, awesome,
keep safe
man.
Out there, guys.
Right. Peter, real quick, plug.
Yeah, buddy. Instead of watching Game of Thrones this Sunday, check out the client list, because you
that?
May catch me in it this Sunday
night. What are you
night.
Doing, real quick? Wow. What are you doing?
I'm at a high school reunion. Partying up.
Yeah. Are you shirtless for the ladies?
They actually threw me off set.
Wait, are you a John Peter? Do you like take part?
A John Peter? Wait,
a John.
No. Oh, because client list is filled with Johns.
That's what I,
right.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, I don't get to muzzle my face between Jennifer Lefewitz's breasts.
Motorboat.
On screen,
episode.
At least.
And then
Dave
I also
will
just want to say.
Later.
Yeah, exactly. And then
right.
once again, our apologies to Dwight Schultz.
Oh,
who's
and
out
Dwight Schultz waiting in the lobby.
Sorry we couldn't get you. Of tonight. We'll hopefully get you next week. Thanks so much.
Dwight Schultz. Who did we have last week? We had Christopher Atkins. Who did we have?
I don't remember who we had last week. We get so many big names here, John.
Oh my gosh. Dave, remember the White Shadow? We'll talk about that next week. Dave Casella, do you have anything you want to plug?
The movie Spring Break is 30 years old this week.
Spring Break from the 80s.
Yeah.
Spring
Breakers.
Speaking of movies.
No, not Spring Breakers. The original one by the guy that directed Friday the 13th.
Sean S. Cunningham. It's a great film. Dave loves Spring Break.
It's just a great movie.
Mindy, do you want to plug?
Well, I played drums in Dangerously Sleazy.
Yeah.
Now this new band called the Mod Pods, which I think my first show in L.A. will be 420.
Yeah. Oh,
holiday for all. I believe that's also the Autism March.
I'll be there for that.
No, Los Angeles Autism Walk, I believe, is that day.
Dangerously Sleazy, everybody.
It should be interesting.
Please help Autism. Robert, you have one? You have a question?
No, I was just saying one.
Oh, you
minute.
Are. We have one minute.
Minute.
No, Allison, what do you want to talk about for 30 seconds?
Oh, God. Nothing.
All right, let's... sorry, that was really funny to me. It's the British
show.
It sounds
much,
really
Allison.
Professional.
John, what do you got?
Well, I do want to say again, please tune into our log on to beyondthemarquee.com. They were really gracious enough to put us on tonight.
Thank you, Beyond the Marquee.
Yeah, we love sponsors.
Thank you, Steve Zarnicki over there. Log on to there and join them on Facebook and Twitter. And I'm at Twitter as well, at John Donahue, JONDONAHUE. Follow me on Twitter and feel free to Facebook me. Maybe I'll pretend like I know you. I have no idea. I'm friends with Peter.
You love love everybody.
It's true.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Tune in next week at 8 o'clock live for the Rap Party.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Woo! See you, everybody. Have a great night. Thanks for listening.
Do they have music now?
Yes, they do.